Good evening and welcome to The Temple, the official Mayan Factor podcast. I am Brian the Mayan. I'm going to be your host tonight. This is going to be a different kind of show. Today, I had a jam session at my house, which I like to do maybe, you know, once a month. I've got some friends that I've jammed with for years, some friends that are, you know, new to jamming with all of us. And you know, we don't come in with any ideas. You know, we play some cover songs, we do some jams. But more importantly, we get together and we make a feast of food, we drink a ton of drink, and we have a great time. So I figured I would invite the Mayan brothers down for this experience, and they came down and we had a great time. And this is sort of post that jam. We got a lot to talk about, but I guess everybody, welcome Colin Marine, Kevin Baker, and Dan Angermeyer to the Temple. Disclaimer, we took advantage of the fact that there was a lot of drink during the day, and yeah, we had a lot of fun, so you've been warned.
Like, I'm going to shoot your parents if you don't choose one or the other.
Choose what?
One or the other. You got to live in a tent in the city would you be breezy?
I would leave out the hard drugs probably, but I would live in a tent in the city.
Yeah, you can't leave out hard drugs.
Yeah, it's part of the game. Or would you suck a dude?
That's a fucked up question. I mean,
well, it's a fucked up world.
All right. Well,
thank Obama for it.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
I guess I would rather shoot heroin than suck a dick. I mean, it's like,
I think you're right. I think you definitely got to go the heroin route.
Well, first I would be like, all right, so, but you would just shoot my parents, right? I would be fine? Because that would be the first question, because he's like, yeah, your parents, you'll be fine. All right, well, I'm going to choose neither then, because this is a fucked up world.
You have to choose one.
Right.
You can't get out of it, see, Dan?
So wait, after Obama's out of office, who are you going to blame? Because it's really easy to be like, thanks, Obama.
That's it.
Like,
who are we going to blame? It'll be the next guy. We'll blame Trump for everything.
Like, thanks, Trump.
Yeah, right. Way to play the Trump card.
We're so surprised. He doesn't know what he's doing, you know?
Oh, Christ, I hope that's not what we have to do.
Let's have a huge political discussion on tape and then put it on Facebook.
Yeah, that sucks.
Right.
I like the propositions game though. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's all.
What would you do? Your life's your family's life is on the line.
I guess tonight is a special sort of episode. We are post practice here. We have Dan Angermeyer, Kevin Baker with us in the Temple. We also have a special guest. We have Colin Marine, who is a member of the Stormaline Terror. regular jams here at the Brian the Mayan house. Yeah, so we had a good time tonight.
I would say we did a lot of something old. We did a little something new.
Yeah.
For sure.
Brand new stuff.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, we played some songs.
We played a few songs. We played some Stevie Wonder. I can't say I've never did Stevie Wonder before now.
We did play some Stevie Wonder.
And Poison. You gotta heal the Mayan Factor version of Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah. That was actually the end of almost every song.
Yes,
it
was.
Wasn't it?
Well, because I brought that little piccolo snare and you know, I was like, you know what? I bet you I could do that riff on there. So why not? I mean.
Yeah, watch for it. We're gonna break that out
before
sometime.
I used to end every song with the intro to Love Gun by Kiss.
Right.
So why not, you know, share the love and do some Bell Biv DeVoe?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because they're philosophical and they have the best dating advice ever.
That's what we always say.
A big butt and a smile.
Yeah, that girl is poison.
Right, exactly. I think my mom said that to me when I was like 8. You know, you're going to meet a lot of women, but never trust a big butt and a smile.
That girl is poison.
She is poison.
Yeah.
Poison!
Sage advice.
Right.
Sage advice. Tonight was good, I think.
Oh, man. It was special. I mean, I'm excited. I'm really excited about the future.
Felt good writing some new songs.
Yeah.
We all kind of like felt each other out in the way of like, hey, I got this idea. It's like kind of fleshed out or whatever. You had one, Lenny had one. And you threw it out there into the group and you either connected with it. Well, I mean, everybody connected with it, but we wrote together.
It was a new sort of songwriting process, too. Colin was in.
Colin some seriously really great parts.
What was that like, Colin?
Well, never played with the Mayans before, so that was new and exciting for me. Played It was new. It was good being able to create.
It's a different kind of writing process because in the past, not all the songs, but most of the songs, it was, okay, Ray brings this, like, I got this acoustic riff and here's the melody and here's the lyrics. The writing process is completely different this time around because that's not the way that it's coming together. It's, yeah, right. Well, okay, I've got an acoustic line here and, you know, here's this idea and here's this, okay, well, we'll
record it and we'll email it to each other.
And sending stuff back and forth. Yeah,
technology. Yeah.
Well, it's also we're feeling it out, which is nice.
Listen
because,
to it.
Yeah, right. Like the writing process is, okay, here's this idea and then we jam on it and it started as A. And by the time we're done, it's B, C, D, and E.
Yeah.
Like that.
Think about it, man. Back in like the old days, like the only time you got to play like the new song your band was working on was in band practice, like once a week or twice a week, whatever, however long you spend. But like you didn't take it home with you and like listen to it and play your part and figure it out. You figured that shit out like in the rehearsal studio and you only got like four stabs at it and went with your best one, and that's like it. You know what I mean?
I can think of plenty of times that even after we go in and we went in the studio and we recorded the songs, and then you hear the CD is released, and you hear what you played on the CD, and you're like, oh man.
I have a different part in my head.
I have a totally different part. And so, you know, the song even evolved, even after it's recorded and it's released on the CD, the songs would evolve even more live than what they were previously recorded. This is pretty cool.
It brings
cool.
up an age-old question about, you know, like maybe you're capturing that moment. It's really not an age-old question, but, you know, it's...
Well, a lot of times, like, even the songs that we've recorded previously, when we play them live, they're different.
Yeah.
You know, and I would like to think that a lot of the stuff that we're writing now is open to that kind of, like, creativity.
Yeah.
Like, I can see in the studio where we can take these songs and, like, here's the part. But a lot of this stuff is feeling like it's breathing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of openness for live. Okay. It was good to have you play on this.
Definitely, man.
There's songs. Colin, man, you... Like, it's different perspective. Like, filling in, like, little bits. Was that...
Yeah, you had some big parts in there that we were like, holy shit.
You had some really cool, like you know, I want to, almost like harmonizing parts, you know, right. really cool, really riffy parts. You know, awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think that can attest to the fact that the songs are open and they are, you know, free. And the fact that I never played with the Mines before could come in here and, one, feel welcome, and two, be able to, you know, jam and understand, you know, what was going on
To be fair, like you and me have been playing together, not necessarily, you know, a band situation, but like in a jam situation for a long time. I think that
you get each other's style a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, Brian
like
and I do.
Point counterpoint, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have a
like
a
I
good point counterpoint.
That. Yeah.
You know, which worked. I thought for, you know, jamming it worked well, and it was like you fit right into the pocket of a lot of the songs, which was. Here's this interesting perspective, like we practiced a lot of the songs that are in the set. Here's this new sound that we're not used to hearing. I thought it was pretty cool.
And really good tone and everything, man. Really fit nicely.
And you got a great looking shirt. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the whole time,
you know,
I was watching you jam and you were just to my right, I was like, man.
It wasn't necessarily a band, but we had the Stormaline Terror recordings. Which was a lot of fun. I think I still have that. Maybe I'll...
Classic memories.
Yeah, classic memories. So we had, when I, not this house, but our other house that we lived in, we had Tony, different guy playing on drum. Tony came over and we had these jam sessions at the house. And we were drinking and having fun. At some point, I have a recording of me literally... We're jamming, and I literally got so drunk I fell over on my face. Like literally, like mid play, just literally, shoo, like, and you can hear it, like it's a, it's bad news bears. Everybody's like, you're fucking drunk. I literally got so drunk I fell over.
That's rock and roll though.
Dude, it was.
We all got rock and roll story. That's great.
It
Rock and roll story. My favorite part of that story is that Tony and I kept
playing. Those guys are like, fuck you, you drunk bastard.
That's professional. Yeah, right? The show must go on, whether you're in a living room or on stage, the show goes on.
It was just the two of us. It was more because we were laughing.
That was good jams. Tony, we'll, in future, here's a teaser. In future episodes, we'll talk to Tony. He was clutch for Mojo open mic nights. And he was one of the members of the Jumping Peanuts of Perilous Percussion on the open mic nights at the Mojo. The Mayans hosted an open mic night, and it was me and Tony and whoever else wanted to get up on stage and play. And that was a lot of fun. The Mojo was a great time.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
That was
holy blast. Smokes. That was Andy Bopp's place.
Yeah. I'll actually tell you, the Mojo is where I learned to like tequila. Until then, I never really had tequila. And then Kevin was like, here, have a shot of tequila. And I remember one night.
It's always Kevin's fault.
I had too much tequila. I had too much tequila that I couldn't play the drums. I played percussion along with Chuck. That was just like...
That place was ridiculous. It was an entire club full of white kids. All drinking like 40s of Natty Bell. That was ridiculous.
That's kind of like where we felt we made it, at least for me. Everything after getting free beer at that bar is kind of a bonus for me.
Yeah.
So as much as we can achieve, I'm in the plus.
I mean, there was a time where was it Monday or Tuesdays?
Monday night.
Give us your worst night.
Yeah. Monday night. We said, give us your worst night. Monday night,
please.
At some crappy bar, like on the outskirts of Baltimore, and the place was packed out.
It was always
like,
a good
literally
time.
Literally packed out. Like folks would come, and they would, you know, we would play, other bands would play, like, and they had, it was two levels, if I remember.
Yeah,
like, there was,
you know, the pool tables were on the second level.
Yeah, people be upstairs, people be downstairs, people get on stage and do like poetry, or like, you know, comedy, like, and there was just jams all the time. It was great, like for a short period of time, there was some really awesome stuff on a Monday night in Baltimore. I hated going to work on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That was the worst shit ever.
That's where we kind of cut our teeth and got that crowd, and then by the time we hit Fletcher's for the first time, we had like a built-in, you know, group of Baltimore people that was like 100 people.
Yeah, you know? No doubt.
Just show up.
No doubt. And I think after a while, we would play out in Baltimore, we have like the big crowds and have the after party at the Mojo, wouldn't
we? Yeah.
Yeah, the after party, yeah. It was good. Andy Bopp was good to us.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Free beers, guys. Great job.
Here's a free 40 of Natty Bo.
Natty Bo.
No.
Oh, we good? And we were like, yeah! Fuck yeah, man. That guy's awesome.
Dude, that was a great time. Yeah. That's some of the fondest memories I think I have.
What was great about it was like anything goes. I mean, not that's always been the attitude of the band anyway, but it's like, and half the stuff was just jam. You know, it's like, fuck it. Let's just go with it, lie without a net. And
no, you're right. That's where, you know, we would test drive all the songs. Like, okay, here's a new song. Let's like test drive it live.
You know, it's funny because like, you know, some bands that you're playing, and you're playing a new song that particular night, there's always that little bit of anxiety, nervousness to it because it's a new song and you're just not as familiar with it as current stuff. With this band, it's like there is no anxiety or nervousness to it. You just go, and whatever happens, that's the direction the song is going to go. It's just such a very organic and open feel. Except Warflower.
No, I think you're right.
I was scared shitless the first time I played Warflower.
In front of what's the band?
Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking.
Yeah, couldn't do it in like front of like five people on a Monday night.
Hope we're ready.
Nah, we're ready.
You are ready.
We're pretty ready.
We were born ready.
Right, we were born to run.
Well, it's good Billy Joel is playing. Right. I mean,
Dan and I were talking about Springsteen earlier. How do you all feel about Springsteen?
I love Springsteen. He's amazing. Yeah. Like, I'm not even saying like I love his songs like that much, and not that I hate them, or like I'm milquetoast about them. Yeah, I mean, the songs are okay, but dude, guy gets up on stage and kills it for like 3 hours.
Three hours.
Like, gives everything. Like, I hope that when
he's got like 150 songs too.
Yeah.
Like, and probably like 35 that are hits. You know what I mean? That you've grown up with. You know?
I hope that when I'm his age, I'm half as spry.
Yeah.
like he's out there just killing it. You know?
Keith Richards. You know?
Wow. That guy is. You gotta wonder what's gonna die first, the cockroach or Keith Richards.
tonight was really good. Tonight was a lot of fun. Like, we got to run all the songs, we got to write a whole bunch of stuff.
You know what is cool about this?
Studios. And stuff.
It's like cool to go to Orion and rehearse, but you know, you got a 4-hour block. So you kind of got 4 hours to get everything done. Today, I'm sure you get the same thing up with Lenny's place. There's no time constraint, there's no deadline. I will start at 11. We'll finish at 11.
Yeah,
at
this is nice, man. Thank you for hosting.
Oh, dude,
this was great.
And the ribs.
Oh my God. Brian's buddy Roy brought with ribs along with Brian making ribs, and they were both.
I don't know. Roy's ribs are pretty damn good. I thought mine were okay, but damn, this is.
How about the baked beans? Were they homemade?
Yes, actually.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long ride, but they were awesome.
Sorry, Kevin.
What's great is we've never played with Colin before. We never played with Roy. And it was like from the first note, it felt good. I mean,
like, here's the songs and here's a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've not heard this before, but let me see what I can do with it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Man, Colin, there were some times, man. It was fucking clutch. It was really great.
Big time.
Like, really, like, holy shit, I never heard that before. That was great.
Yeah.
You know what I meant to tell you?
It's a shame. I wish I had it recorded so I could play it on this podcast. I mean, I fucking failed. I wish I had recorded that.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks for joining us tonight in the temple.
And go see the Mind Factor next week. Allentown.
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks. Yeah. Colin, thanks for jamming with us tonight.
Yes,
thank you. Fucking awesome. See everybody pretty soon. Take care.
Yeah.